Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. Again, freetalklive.com allows you to actually control the content of the site. So you find something that you want to share with our listeners, submit it as show prep. It will be voted upon. And the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we got an update, Mark, on a case that we talked about once upon a time, probably several months ago at this point. And I don't recall you being here for this, the original conversation we had, Mark. It was about a mom who was chalking with her daughter, I believe, out on some rocks in the water.
Wasn't it out on the beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of a rocky beach, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, being from Sarasota, Florida, beaches seem to me that, you know, the rest of the beaches in the world stink. So
yeah, well, where we're from, actually, the Siesta Key has won some award, as I recall, for, like, the best beach or sand
whitest
in the world.
Whitest beach sand in the world, yeah. And consistently is on, like, top tens for, you know, best beaches to go to. So anyway.
So I am also consistently disappointed by the other beaches I see.
Go to beaches. My son was taking swimming lessons out in a local lake, and I stepping on the sand. I don't know whether they brought this stuff in or dug it up. I have no idea where they got the sand from. I'm like stepping on this stuff is awful. But this is what it's like to be spoiled, you know?
You know, there's a beach around here on a lake that I thought was better than the shoreline on the east coast of New Hampshire.
Well, the shoreline on the east coast of New Hampshire is nothing to write home about, that's for sure.
So anyway, what's the update? Because this lady was under, you know, facing criminal charges. She was arrested for basically chalking with her daughter.
Virginia mother has received 50 hours of community service after her 4-year-old daughter used chalk to draw on rocks at the Bell Island in Richmond. RawStory.com is reporting here. A judge determined that there was enough evidence to convict Susan Mortensen, 29, on charges of vandalism, but the charges were expected to be dismissed if she completes the 50 hours of work by January the 3rd, according to WWBT. During a court hearing, Officer Stacy Rogers testified that Mortensen had cursed when she was given the ticket. Somebody used an expletive when you gave them a ticket for somebody else drawing on rocks.
Right. How dare someone call it BS or whatever it is she said to the officer when he, you know, confronted her at a shoreline location where the likelihood of some sort of washing off of the chalk is even higher than any other location you could possibly chalk.
Defense attorney G. Brian Tracy says his client apologized for the confrontation with the police. Now, you know, I can tell you that I've watched a lot of video with a lot of police dealing with a lot of the public, and I've seen a lot of cursing among the police. And I have never, not one time, ever heard the police officers apologize for their language.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once again, to me, this is an example of how they are better than us.
Right, you...
They are the king's men.
Well, how dare you upset your betters.
They're also calling it confrontational, that she, like, she's apologizing for her confrontation. Right. But the entire interaction was confrontational.
That's right.
And the police initiated that.
Yeah, and I don't know what I think about, you know, I think that there's a point where chalking is vandalism. I'm not going to disagree. If this lady and her kid came up to my house and they were chalking on it, I would call that vandalism. I think there's a problem with sort of public parks and, you know, I mean, kids are given chalk. They want to play with chalk. Chalk is interesting. It comes off, I swear. So, I mean, I don't know where chalk fits in our society as far as these things go, but I'm thinking rocks. Chalk drawings. I mean, this just, it sounds really, really, really frivolous to me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And, you know, I mean, the giving of a ticket.
Sorry, look at the difference in these chalking incidents that we've seen over the last year. You got the story out of, I think it was Florida, where a guy ended up getting a $170,000 award out of a chalking case where he was charged with some sort of vandalism thing for disorder. I think it's either vandalism or disorderly conduct or one of these kind of catch-alls that they'll throw at you. Because in some cases you can't get convicted of vandalism for chalking because it's just not there in the code, because it's not permanent, because it's not going to permanently mar a face of some sort of structure. So it's not vandalism. That's why they'll hit you with obstructing police business or, you know, disorderly conduct, one of these catch-alls. Anyways, you get the guy that got convicted for $170,000 settlement. Like 99% of it went to the attorney's fees, but he got the settlement nonetheless. It was an important case. You've got this one where was it? Virginia, North Carolina?
Virginia.
Virginia, where this lady is going to be doing 50 hours of community service, and then a demo who is currently sitting in a jail cell because of chalking. He was chalking the outside of the Manchester court, the Manchester Police Department. He was sentenced to 2 months in jail, 60 days for chalking.
He actually got like 2 years with
right.
the suspended sentences and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah, that's how insane this is. And the difference, of course, is that Damo was chalking for activism's sake. And I don't know what the Florida guy was, though. I don't recall that.
I don't know.
That guy's reason for chalking. But Damo was chalking in a way that threatened the state. This woman was just on the rocks at the beach drawing things with her daughter. But Damo was writing political messages, essentially. I mean, not really political messages. He wasn't supporting a politician. But he was writing messages that had that sort of
issues-oriented
approach. He was taking on the police department, calling them out for being violent thugs, and chalking on the outside of their building. So it's just, there's no consistency whatsoever with this system, and there's just so much evidence of the lack of that consistency. It's just, it's appalling. So anything else we need to know about that case, Mark?
I think that's pretty much what it comes down to. I mean, the story does go on here.
Who thinks it's okay? Who?
The mother will have to scrape and repaint about 200 boundary posts in and near James River, but first she'll have to remove all the weeds around the posts.
This is her community service? She's been told what community service to do as opposed to allowing to choose it?
This is it. She says,
not sure I've ever seen that before.
She says, I agree that the outcome is something I would agree with, and I thought it would help as far as doing the community service.
Wow.
The legal analyst Steve Benjamin here from WWBT said in March that Mortensen should not have gotten the ticket in the first place. Using sidewalk chalk to draw on some little doodle on a rock is not criminal, Benjamin explained. If that were criminal, then so would be hopscotch, writing Johnny Loves Susan
right.
on sidewalks. And as for 4-year-old daughter, Mortensen said she had been traumatized by the experience. She's very scared of chalk, for one, Mortensen said, and now she's nervous around cops.
What we need to do, well, for good reason,
yeah.
she's learned
oh, no
something.
Doubt. I mean, the fact is that that they've hired so many police officers and sent them out to do such frivolous work out there that no wonder kids, at this point, every adult's scared when a cop pulls up behind them and turns
sure.
lights on. But, I mean, no wonder this little girl's scared. And this is going to just only happen more and more with cops shutting down lemonade stands and that kind of thing.
Well,
I mean, these people want very, very badly to be heroes to children, and they're doing just the opposite, though.
Lemonade Freedom Day is coming up in less than 2 weeks. I believe the 18th is going to be the day for that, where adults and their children will be going out and setting up lemonade stands across the country. And there's, of course, going to be another instance of this in Washington, D.C., at which there were 3 arrests last year. Now, the arrests were all of people who were adults, so there weren't actually any, I don't believe, any kids involved in the stand at D.C. I think it was an all-adult-run stand. So it's always easier for the cops, the bullies in this case, to pick on the adults because it doesn't look as bad in the mainstream media when they arrest somebody. Even if it's an adult for selling lemonade, it looks worse because, well, you should have gotten a permit. Kids don't have to have permits, but adults do because that's what adults do. They beg for permission to do things.
But they happily harass kids, too.
They do here and there, but, they're less likely to. Like, for instance, if you were to send your 5-year-old child with a piece of chalk in front of the police department and have them chalk some hopscotch or a smiley face or a peace sign or something like that, odds are good nothing would happen to them. But send somebody who's 18 years old or 25 or 35 and give them a piece of chalk, and even if they don't chalk on the actual building, you will have a problem. If you're, like, right out in front of the police department chalking on the ground, there's a good chance they're going to come out and have words with you. And there's even a possibility that you'll get arrested. And so it would be interesting to have a National Chalk the Police Day, which they have had. Copblock.org put one of those together in the past. But it would be interesting to have a National Kids Chalk the Police Day, where parents come out with their kids and just have the kids chalk all over the police department. I think that would be beautiful. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You could have a little contest where the kids could get a prize for the best chalking on the wall of the police department. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of these airwaves.
That's what they convicted this mom for.
Still to come, speaking of young people, female students being forced to take pregnancy tests in government school, I believe. We'll tell you about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1610.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.50.56, $8.25.28 for a half ounce, or $4.12.64 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.50.56, $8.25.28, and $4.12.64.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you. Lots of different stuff is waiting for you there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video proving that they're listeners to the show. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. We're getting people who love liberty together in the same place to work toward more freedom in our lifetime. And it's so great to be able to get up at 6 in the morning and to have 9 people ready to roll at 6:30 from all around the area come together to the same place to carpool. We had 2 carloads full of people that went out this morning. It's a work day. It's bright and early. And we had 9 people coming just from Keene out to Manchester.
Ian, people don't have, when you're talking about this, you have so much experience having done activism in Sarasota, Florida, and having nobody show up and, you know, calling people the night before and making sure they were going to show and them saying yes and then not them not showing. And I'm as guilty of this as anybody. I remember there was some protest.
Well, you blew me off.
I know I did once at some courthouse thing or another that I thought might have been you know worth going to, and then you know when the time came it didn't seem important or whatever.
Yeah, I got a cake to make.
Something. But nobody knows because they haven't done this. They don't understand just how difficult it is to get 9 people
activism.
To go. I mean, you know, the chances if you have a court case of your mom coming are pretty slim.
Yeah, it's true.
Unless you give her a ride and she's retired.
Exactly. Well, people are busy, and it's understandable.
It's understandable. It doesn't, you know, I'm not calling them evil or anything like that. I'm just saying, you gotta know, it's really
difficult. If you work
difficult.
Monday through, like, I work Monday through Friday, so it's just not an option. I mean, I'd have to take off time for work.
Well, I'm not gonna go for a jury selection anyway. It just doesn't seem, jury selection.
Well, Mark, it's an important day because that's the first day jurors are showing up to the courthouse. That's the time when you want to hit them with jury nullification information. When somebody is going to jury selection, inevitably they're going to be sitting in some room somewhere waiting for a government bureaucrat to come and tell them what to do, and then they go get taken to some other room where they sit and they wait. And so it's a perfect opportunity to feed information to people and give them something, because smart jurors bring a book. But not everybody's a smart juror because they've never been to jury
and they still might read the
flyer. Right. So it's nice to give them something to look at. They have this jury nullification flyer.
I think
flyer.
It's great that you guys are doing the flyering. I am somewhat cynical about jurors in general.
And we had signage out there as well, custom signs about a demo situation. You're like, 21 years for wiretapping, because the jury isn't supposed to know what the potential, the defendant is not supposed to tell the jury what they're facing as far as punishment is concerned, because the jury isn't supposed to concern themselves with that, because the judge decides the punishment. And so we have all this information out there for
that's
them.
Good. This is a very good
and
thing.
It's important for them to see it a week in advance so they have time to go and look more into jury nullification in the meantime if they need to. And then next Monday when the trial actually happens, hit them at that time with the same information, the same signs, kind of, you know, 1-2 punch, at least in theory. We've yet to actually have a true jury nullification here in New Hampshire, at least amongst the activist cases that have happened. So everybody's crossing their fingers and hoping that this is going to be the one. Because in this case, it's just so outrageous what the government has done. I mean, in a lot of civil disobedience cases, I stood in front of a police car. Look, I mean, there's no way. It would be pretty tough for me to convince a jury to acquit me on that. But
what this really needs to do is not, it needs to be, the jury needs to find him guilty and then take it to an appellate court so the appellate court can knock it down because this law is unconstitutional. I mean, a jury nullification.
Maybe, but then he'd have to have an attorney probably to.
Right, I don't want that to happen to him, but a jury nullification really isn't going to stop the bureaucrats from using this law in the
way. But if enough juries nullify cases.
Sure, if we have, you know, 24 of them, but you can't get them to bring this stuff up on trial. I mean, you know, they're only doing this to harass people.
Anyway, go to freestateproject.org. Get together. If you love the ideas of liberty, get together with other people that do as well. It makes a difference. Freestateproject.org. As we go to Mary, listening to the Big Talker in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, Mary.
Hi. This is Mary, and I really object to you all just ramming the police. And over the last few days, I've listened to you. I'm just really sick of it. You're picking out things that are really trivial, and have you not been paying attention to what's been going on globally? I mean, the police put themselves on the line for you and for everyone else. Yeah,
Are they putting themselves on the line for the over 800,000 cannabis smokers they arrest every year?
Well, that's something you need to take up with Congress. That's
are they putting themselves on the line for...
Okay, hold on. I mean, the fact is that they're doing the work of Congress. I mean, when, you know, it's really just... I mean, you know, Hitler was a bad guy, but his SS soldiers went out and did his work, right?
Oh, come on. That is just...
No, I understand. It's an argumentum...
That's nutty.
Is it? Well, I'm asking you a question, though. If bad people do bad things, answer my question, though.
Comparing it to Hitler?
I'm asking you a question. Fine. Let's not use Hitler. Mussolini had thugs. Now, were his thugs doing the, you know, his police doing the right thing? Were the people that were going out and returning slaves to their masters during the 1800s? Would you prefer to use that?
What's the matter with you? Did you have a DUI ticket you couldn't beat or something?
No, I didn't have a DUI ticket I couldn't beat. I have a problem with public officials that don't want to be recorded doing their jobs. Do you?
No, I don't.
You don't have a problem with public officials?
You think they have a right to privacy? You think government bureaucrats have a right to privacy, ma'am?
Yes, I do, to an extent. Yeah. I mean,
well, at their homes.
Their personal life, yeah.
Well, sure, but you see, this trial that we've been talking about.
You're twisting this argument. I'm saying that there's good cops out there. They were out there in Colorado, and they got those people to the hospital, and they were out there in Minneapolis.
Awesome. I'm so glad that those police were doing their jobs.
What are you going to talk about?
I'm a firefighter. Don't talk to me about putting things on the line. I pulled some guy out of a car that was covered in gasoline right next to a gas station there. I could have been blown up. Don't tell me about putting things on the line. I'm glad that these people.
Yes, I am talking to you. Yes, I am.
I'm talking. I'm glad these people are.
Yes, I am talking to you about
this. Would you answer a stinking question?
Calm down, Mark. Calm down.
God, I mean, I'm so pleased these people were doing the jobs that we pay them for.
Who's it free to?
Look, okay, go ahead and talk.
You have to agree with you before it's free?
What?
No, this is Free Talk Live. Look, I know you're new to the show. Hold on, Mark, calm down. Simmer down here, Mark. Maybe we'll get her to answer a question in a moment. Mary, let me just explain to you. This is Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything. So you called in to complain to us about us talking about and critiquing bad cops doing bad things.
And looking and going on.
Oh, we're harassing? Is that what you just said? We're harassing them?
Yeah, that's basically.
Is it not harassing, ma'am, when they arrest over 800,000 people for possession of marijuana? Is it not harassing when they pull people over wholesale at DUI checkpoints and ID stop checkpoints? That's not harassing to you?
No, I think that's legitimate. That saves lives.
Expressing an opinion is not harassment. Expressing an opinion on a talk radio show about some sort of event that happened isn't harassment.
No, Mary,
you know what? Making
it
so people can't drive at all.
The tone of your team is very harassing.
I'll tell you what. You hang on, Mary. I want to bring you back because, Mark, you still had a question for Mary, and I'm hoping we can get an answer from her here.
I just want to know why the heck you don't think the government bureaucrats being paid by the public on public time don't deserve to be recorded by the public.
All right, Mark, simmer down.
That's what we're talking about here.
855-453. More here with Mary in a moment. If you'll stick with us, Mary, we will bring it back. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals. And that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting C-Energy. C-Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, and there are a whole lot of them. So maybe you're pretty new to the show. Maybe you're somebody listening in the Wilmington area, for instance, on our newest radio affiliate, the Big Talker, which is actually two radio stations for the price of one, on the FM band. Maybe you're only, you know, new as of the last 2 weeks. You just happen to find us on the air. You can go and search the archives for years on freetalklive.com. They go all the way back to late 2006. And there's plenty of archives, and they're all free. So you just go click and download. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no mandatory ads you have to view or anything like that. Just go and enjoy it. Freetalklive.com. Plus, you can find our archives also on our SoundCloud page. On the left-hand side of freetalklive.com, just click the SoundCloud link under Listen and Share, and that'll take you over to our SoundCloud page where you can then access each archive with a share button on them. You can click that share button and easily share your favorite shows or the shows you hate. Maybe you hate what we've said and you want to share that with your friends. We'd love for you to share our show, so please go and do that. It's one of the things you can do on a weekly basis. Share your favorite show. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI recommends that you share your favorite Free Talk Live on a weekly basis with your friends on your social networking sites, your favorite social networking sites. You can easily do that through our SoundCloud page. Just go to freetalklive.com, click on the left-hand side under Listen and Share to the SoundCloud link.
When you go to freetalklive.com, check out SACL CAI's banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Mary is still with us. She's listening in Wilmington, North Carolina, to our brand newest affiliate, the Big Talker FM. And Mary, I appreciate you sticking on the line here because I feel like there's some miscommunication going on. Mark's getting very heated. He's starting to shout, and I'd like to apologize for him. Sometimes he's
stick it in your ear.
Were
punk.
You drinking caffeine tonight,
I
Mark?
I have had no caffeine.
You've had no caffeine. So anyway, Julia's also here with me, and I'm Ian.
Yeah,
and
what's the problem? I'm just disagreeing with the tone against the police. That's
well,
all
there's
I'm
no such thing as tone.
We're
that's
not
why.
Against the police.
There's
hold
words.
On. Hold on. Let me clarify something here. I'm
it
not
sure
against.
Sure, does
the
sound like it. Last 2 times.
All right, now can I speak just before you? You know,
yes,
can I get through
sir.
At least a few sentences? And I would love to hear what you have to say. And I don't want to interrupt you either. But
You know, we've got to be able to have a conversation. So I'm not against the police. I'm for the police doing what they should be doing, which is keeping bad guys off the streets, people who hurt other people. If the police are after a murderer or an arsonist or a rapist, how can I help? I want to help, you know, get these people off the streets. But when the police are going after peaceful people, which they do every single day, whether it's for arresting cannabis smokers, people with an open container, people for speeding, people for not stopping at a stop sign, you fill in the blank. There's countless amounts of these not, you know, consensual so-called crimes that don't involve a victim. And the police, I'm sorry, they don't deserve a pass on this. They deserve to be called out for aggressing against peaceful people every single time it happens.
Well, even if they deserve a pass on this, if we just ignore everything you just said, what about the police officers who will, you know, shoot somebody in the back of the head when they're in handcuffs? Is that okay? Oh, I have a question. I'd just like to know.
Give me a break.
Well, we talk about that stuff. It's like you're upset about us talking about the cops being bad, as though nothing bad could be said about the cops.
We're talking about the ones that are good.
We do.
They're paid to be good. That's
They're
the point.
Not all bad.
They're paid to be good. That's their job. I do my job. I hope I do it well because I'm paid to do it. That's your thanks for doing it. These guys work for 20 years and then they get a pension for the rest of their lives. They go double dip. They do another job. They get all the thanks they need.
Yeah, but do you stand up in front of people that are shooting at you? No.
I've never been shot at.
And the cops won't necessarily either. I'd like to point out...
Police are there to clean up the mess. They're not there to throw themselves in front of bullets.
Mary,
I mean, that's what a security guard's for.
Mary, you've probably seen it in movies where the police are very heroic in this way. And I'm not saying there aren't some heroic cops who would do that.
I've seen it in reality. I work with a lot of police.
Oh, it all
comes out now. Hey,
what do you do?
I work in an emergency room. Gentlemen.
You work in an emergency room. Okay. So they're very nice to you then because they, you know, need to work with you for those purposes. Mark, what were you going to ask?
I'm just wondering, you know, since the government bureaucrats are getting the pass here from Mary, how come I don't? You know, as a firefighter and, you know, I mean,
I
deserve all your accolades?
Yes, you do.
You know, I mean, I've got an
opinion.
Because
you're a firefighter, Mark.
I've got an opinion on this, and my opinion stinks, but I'm a hero, right? Just because I go out and do the job that I've been told to do.
Yes, you are.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
So, Mark, you're not a hero?
It's inconsistent.
You're saying you're not a hero?
No. Not a hero.
There are many professions out there where people will put themselves...
I think you should shine a light on some good things.
I think we've said good things about cops on this show before.
Well, we have said...
If you don't show the negative stuff, you're never going to get rid of it.
Well, yes, there are bad apples, but there's a lot of good ones.
What do you say to, hold on, what do you say, okay, so we had a cop on Saturday night call with this old line of, well, there's only a few bad apples, but what do you say to the cops who've called this show, and you haven't been listening for long, so you probably haven't heard this yet, but what do you say to a cop who calls this show and tells you, Mary, the corruption rises through the ranks, Mary?
It comes from the tops down.
The bad guys... Go all the way up to the top. The bad cops, the corrupt cops, the bad apples you're talking about, become administrators. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't like that.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry. We're telling you things you don't like, and I get it that it makes you uncomfortable. I get it that you only want to hear good things about the boys in blue because you have a vision of what they're supposed to be doing, and I think we all do.
I don't want to hear the good things, but you're only talking negative things.
Well, it's not as interesting to talk about the police helping somebody, Mary. And I can give you, here's a story. I was 16 years old. I went to the movies once.
Why don't you balance it?
Here's a positive one. The one positive interaction I had with a cop. I was 16. I went to the movies during the daytime. It was in Florida. There was a shower during the day. I turned my lights on. It was an old truck, an old Toyota truck. There was no indicator that you still have your lights on. We, you know, turned the ignition off. So I did not have an indicator. I spaced out, forgot my lights were on. My battery died. Come out of the movie theater, battery's dead. And, you know, I'm in the parking lot. I'm a teenager, so I'm cursing at the storm. And so somebody walks up and says, well, I can give you a jump. And so the guy gives me a jump. And turns out afterwards, he was like, I just want to let you know I'm an off-duty police officer. And now, he basically pointed out that he was a cop, so he could earn some brownie points for cops. Like, hey, not all cops are bad.
That's great.
And in that case, you know, I appreciated his help. I thanked him for it. But the fact is, had I been smoking a joint, he would have put me under arrest.
Cops are paid to do the right thing, and so they should do the right thing. That's what they're paid to do. The press
right.
is paid to hold government accountable.
Right. We don't get on the air here and talk about
the press
about
does a terrible job of holding government accountable. And the fact is, you know, police are part of government.
Here's a good example. We don't get on the air here and talk about all the wonderful experiences we have in the world of customer service. I don't get on the air and talk about, you know, I went to Panera today and I had the nicest person give me customer service. They even gave me extra whipped cream. That's just not an interesting thing to say on the radio because good customer service is the norm.
That's the thing. Negativity works, and that's what you guys are doing. So,
well, okay, you just go ahead and you live in your little positive world where the police don't beat anybody up, where the police don't arrest peaceful people.
I have a balance in my life, okay?
So tell me one of the things. Give me one thing that the police do that you don't like.
That they don't like? I don't
that
like
you don't like.
Hot people either, but that's the, you know, that's the law.
That's the law. Yep. It was also
it was
the law
to return slaves to their masters, too. I mean, I just don't think that that's a good excuse for doing bad behavior.
Thanks, Mary, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, I mean, nobody likes the Hitler thing. There's some kind of rule on the Internet that once you mention Hitler, you lose. But, I mean, there's all kinds of atrocities that have existed throughout human history. Those atrocities, when you look at the chart of democide, that's governments killing their own people. When you look at these were done by government agents, people paid. And if you give somebody a pass simply because they're paid by the government, told what to do, and following the law, you're just making apologies for every other atrocity that's existed. I'll agree with you that a pot arrest is certainly not on the level of the killing fields, by Pol Pot or whatever. I agree with you.
Maybe it's not on the same level in that people aren't being murdered for the possession of pot, but there are over 800,000 people a year who are arrested for it. And let me tell you, you get arrested and you don't go to work the next day, you might lose your job. You get arrested, get held in a jail cell for several weeks, you might not be able to pay the rent. So you're still ruining people's lives with these marijuana arrests, and I'm glad at least Mary understands that those are bad things.
That's not even what we were talking about is marijuana arrests. You just threw that in.
The fact
is we're talking about videotaping people on the job, and I just don't understand. I mean,
855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here, and the cops don't do good things on a normal basis. They're constantly aggressing against people.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has the 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade. To the toughest nails, new world.
New world, where we are. Love for all and all free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Can take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Much to discuss here this evening. Still to come, we got a chance, we'll talk to you. Julia has the story about a public school that is forcing female students to take pregnancy tests. That's pretty disturbing. We'll get the details on that. 855-453 allows you to take control of the airwaves, and the phones are loaded up. We will go to you and your thoughts in moments, but first want to remind you that if you want to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. Amazons are available for people in the UK and Canada and the US. And, of course, if you're outside of those areas, you can still order from those Amazons as well. But you click into the right Amazon for you and just order whatever you want. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale, and more people have been doing that recently. And so thank you to everybody that is shopping. And, you know, you're still getting the same great Amazon deals. Thanks for shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We go right back to your calls, your thoughts. Parker is on the line, also listening to the Big Talker FM in Wilmington. Hey, Parker.
Hey, yeah, I heard the lady was, you know, was pretty upset. She's from Wilmington. I just moved here about 9 months ago from Raleigh, and what Wilmington is kind of like a big town. It's not really a city. They call it City Wilmington, but it's not. It's like a big town, and everyone kind of knows each other here.
Mm.
And so, you know, the police are, you know what I'm saying, like everyone kind of knows each other. And so I think it's kind of more pro-police here than in other bigger cities. Because, I mean, I've lived in San Francisco, L.A., Las Vegas, and I know how, you know, I know the difference between a good cop, bad cop thing. And even in Raleigh police aren't looked upon too well. But the sheriff are. The sheriff are, like, good old-fashioned, you know, guys. But at least here in Wilmington, I think she was just upset because it sounds, you know, the topic is, you know, the bad cops. And we're new. Wilmington here is like a new listener. It's been like 2 weeks.
Right. And, well, she also admitted she works with the police on a daily basis as well. So yeah. It's almost as though we're insulting her buddies. And I'm sure those cops are very nice to her in the emergency room where she works.
Some cops are better than others. Some departments are better than others. I don't have any idea how Wilmington is specifically, but, you know, specifically what we were talking about this evening and have been talking about is government bureaucrats, you know, specifically police officers that are willing to use their arrest power. And there's a lot of cases out there, cases all across the country. This is a huge issue that's coming to a head right now. Willing to use their arrest powers against people that are filming them or filming their own arrests. And I just think it's despicable that government employees working in driving government cars, getting paid government paychecks, standing on the sides of government roads will say that, oh, no, you can't film me. I have privacy.
I have a badge.
Right. It's an abuse of power. I mean, you know, everyone knows that. So you have a badge, you have a gun, and suddenly you're above the law. And, you know, there are a lot of those cases. I from my experience, it's in the bigger cities. You know, the smaller towns can't get away with it as much because, again, everyone knows each other. And that's kind of how it is here in Wilmington. So, you know, especially someone who works in, medical center, emergency or something, and police, it's kind of like she probably knows everybody and they all know, you know what I mean? So,
maybe so.
And probably if she's dealing with people being brought into the emergency room, you know, that are participating in crime, she's probably dealing with a really bad segment of the population. This is one of the problems that cops have to deal with, is that they deal with a lot of really bad folks. And then when they come into contact with, you know, normal folks, they're somewhat jaded.
Yeah, and I like I said, I have had no problem with any police here in the 9 months I've lived here. However, I've heard, because this is a college town, UNCW is big here, and so you've got, you know, the beach side because we're on the ocean, you've got the college kids, and the one thing they said, everyone's told me, they said, don't drink and drive, whatever you do. They said they are ruthless out here for that, and I've seen it. I mean, it's crazy. They just nail them left and right, you know, the kids.
And, well, right, and that's the difference between talking, you know, you've got this gap between somebody who works as part of this sort of system, working at the hospital, working hand-in-hand with the police every single day. They're going to treat her differently than they're going to treat a car full of college kids. I mean, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 36.
36. So, you know, it wasn't too long ago that you might have been in a car with some of your buddies and possibly have had an encounter with the police. Certainly plenty of young college males and females have had this situation where, you got young people in a car, let's pull them over. Somebody's got some pot on them or an open container or something like that. And so when you start talking to younger people, the perspective's completely different about the police. Younger people who've been harassed by the police, or you know, older people have been as well. Poorer people tend to be harassed by the police. And college kids tend to be harassed because they're just easily victimized.
I've never had any trouble, personally. Never had it. I've just been on a show 10 years where we try to hold the government accountable at all levels, and you just don't hear that on talk radio much. You won't hear most of the Republicans types out there actually holding, because Republicans love their bureaucrats to have guns. They love firefighters. They love cops. They
military.
Love the military. That's what they love. That's the kind of bureaucrats they love. They believe that everybody's you know, inefficient and evil in Washington, D.C., and that most government bureaucracies are bloated and ineffective, but suddenly you hand a bureaucrat a gun and then they're efficient.
Right.
You know, and you don't hear that. You know, so you don't hear people holding police accountable, police abuse on the radio very often. And it's a shocking thing to hear.
Thanks for the call tonight, Parker. Really appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Trevor listening in Ohio. Trevor, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Trevor, in Ohio. An open line. He was there. Trevor, going once. Trevor, going twice. Maybe it's not Trevor in Ohio. Somebody else will put you on hold, and our board operator might be able to figure out who you are. 855-453, or maybe you went to the bathroom. You never know with these things. Let's go to Stephen, listening in Seattle. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Howdy. So I don't have anything exciting to tell you. Like it won't be an exciting call like Mary's, but I'm working in this small oil field town in North Dakota, and the cops here, they're like locusts with these oil rig trucks. You know, you can drive around and spot them. They're the trucks that have the work bodies on the back with the multiple compartments so you can have tools and parts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like sharks after us. So basically I get about one ticket a month out here. and
so how does that make you feel about them?
Yeah, not too good. But something happened here. The last time I got a ticket, that was really kind of unusual. And you know, everybody, well, a lot of people like to pretend that they're really brave when dealing with the cops, with authorities. And I probably would be if I had been an early mover to the Free State Project like I wanted to. Unfortunately, I'm going to be a late mover, it looks like. But I'm not as brave as I like to think I am, you know, especially in the middle of nowhere. This cop pulled me over here. This happened a few weeks ago. I was driving 15 miles over the speed limit on a long straight road with nobody on it. In the middle
There's
of the
a
night.
Lot of those in North Dakota.
You're right. I wasn't harming anybody. It was a totally victimless crime. So he pulls me over, and I was smoking a cigar. And he says, he asked me to put the cigar out. And I said, I'd rather not. And he said, well, no, I'm asking you to put the cigar out. And I said, are you telling me to put it out, or are you asking me to put it out? He goes, well, I'm telling you to put it out. So I kind of sighed heavily.
Out.
I wanted to tell him to stuff it, but I went ahead and put it out.
Freedomcam.net. I'd like to point out, Stephen, that if you had this, you'd be able to send this a video to his bosses or whatever. Put it out on the YouTube.
They won't care.
Freedomcam.net. You can get the GPS black box dash cam.
I actually just hooked my Freedom Cam up today. I had a long weekend where I couldn't do anything because I was working at the county fair, but I took the time to set it up as we were driving to Manchester today, and I am good to go with my Freedom Cam. It's great.
Yeah, I'd like to get one of those and a radar detector, too. So, but anyway, now, and here's the other, like, there's another half of the story, actually. So I mentioned this on my Facebook page. And you know how on Facebook you have friends of friends, like you have real-life friends, and then their friends, you know, that you don't really know.
Right, so you never know when a cop lover is going to show up and just start salivating all over the police.
One guy just acted like I was the biggest jerk in the world, and he goes, oh, yeah, there you were. Deliberately smoking your cigar, and I said, listen, pal, every time I smoke a cigar, I deliberately smoke a cigar. what does that mean? And he was saying that I was trying to be like a rebellious, you know, I'm 45 years old, right? And he said, yeah, you're 45, you're acting like a rebellious teenager. I said, I was just trying to smoke a cigar. I wasn't blowing into space.
These things cost money, and I lit it up, and I enjoy them.
Right, exactly, and I was even putting it in the ashtray when he walked up. I wasn't even, you know, I didn't have it in my mouth or in my hand or anything, you know? I mean, I was being, I tried to be as polite as possible.
You could just tell how drunk with power this police officer is telling somebody to put out a cigar in their own car. You walked up here. You don't want to smell cigars? Get back to the cop car.
You put it out because he's got a gun and you're in the middle of nowhere, though, didn't you?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call. Right. Appreciate hearing from you, Stephen. 855-450-FREE. And at that moment in time, you don't start thinking about all the nice things the cop did earlier in the day. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.